Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have not left us without witness, but that you have revealed yourself to us in your Son and in the testimony to him we have in your word. We pray that you would open our hearts to the truth of your word by your Spirit this morning. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do sit down. Well, I wonder if you can decide which of these statements is true or false. If you have 69 people in a room, there's a 95% probability that at least two of them share a birthday. True or false? They say it's true according to some sort of rules of probability. 1 out of 10 photographs ever taken in human history were taken in the past 12 months. True or false? They say it's true. It's estimated that in 2014, humans took 880 billion photographs, many of them selfies. True or false? The world's entire population of ants weighs the same as the entire population of human beings. True or false? They say it's true because whilst ants, of course, weigh a lot less, they outnumber human beings by 1,000,000 to 1 and so make up for their small size. A calculator has more power than the computers that put the first human on the moon in 1969. True or false? It's true. And it doesn't stop there. Apparently, the iPhone 5 has 250,000 times the memory of the Voyager space probe that was launched in the 70s, which has now travelled further than anything ever in history. Well, all those things in many ways seemed unlikely, but actually they're all true. Many of them are not particularly important, but the idea is the same with the core message of the Bible. It might seem hard to believe for many people, but it is in fact true. We read in our Bible reading this morning words by the Apostle Paul. He was talking to the church in Corinth, and he tells them, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 18, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God." You see, the message of the Bible seems silly, even stupid, to many people. The message of the Bible is all about one who claimed to be God, come to earth, but seemed to fail as he was put to death when he was only in his early 30s. The Bible is a message about someone who was seen as a leader, but ended up being executed. The message is about a man who some said did miracles, but didn't stop himself from being unjustly hung on a cross. Cicero, the ancient Roman writer, said that crucifixion was a most cruel and disgusting punishment, and that the very word cross should not only never be connected to a Roman citizen, but it should not even be thought about or spoken of by them. And yet here is a message into that world with those sorts of thoughts and expectations, which is all about a man killed on a cross. Now, what's more, the message of the cross of Jesus is that it was indeed necessary because you and I, as human beings, are those who have sinned. We have turned away from God and become spiritually dirty to him. The message of the cross is a message that humbles us and tells us that we're not good enough. The completely clean God can have nothing to do with us, left to ourselves. Now, given this, if the aim of the Bible's message was to be popular, then surely the message of the Bible would be likely to be a complete and utter failure. Now, if you and I were to make up a message to be more popular in our day and age, as indeed then, I expect it would involve something that most people would be impressed by. It would be about a person who was successful, attractive, powerful, wealthy, or influential. We'd have a message that that says to people, there's nothing wrong with your life, nothing that needs to be put right. We'd tell people that they're essentially good and can achieve whatever they wish to, and our message would just help them a little way along that road. Now, in Paul, our writer's time, there were two groups of people, and they knew very clearly the sorts of things that they were impressed by. So we read verse 22, Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom. You see, people with a Jewish heritage and background were very impressed if you could say that what you stood for had been shown to be true by a miracle. Prove your message is true by showing us a sign, they would say. On the other hand, the rest of the population, the Greeks and the Romans, the Gentile world, they were influenced by their great thinkers in their past. And they were easily persuaded if you could sound really clever or wise. Prove your message with fine words and impressive arguments, and we'll believe it, they would say. Now, how does the message of the cross of Jesus that the Bible is focused on appeal to people like this? Well, not very well, you might think. It seems to be about losing and being beaten. It seems to be about death in a nasty, shameful way. It involves asking people to agree that they're not good enough and need help. It looks neither impressively miraculous nor clever and wise. And actually, the message of the cross looks worse than that. Verse 23, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. The message of the cross, the message of God's word, offends some people, and it seems frankly stupid to others. Well, it is a bit like that today as well, isn't it? Some people think they're too clever to believe in Jesus, a man who died on a cross. Others think that they don't need his help anyway. They're offended when they hear that God's word, the Bible, tells us that we are sinners in need of God's forgiveness. Surely the message of the cross, the message of the Bible, is doomed to fail. Well, that's what you might think if God wasn't behind this message. We read verse 18, for the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. See, the amazing thing about the message of the cross is that it is actually God's way of rescuing, saving people. It is God's way of providing what we most need. God's message in the Bible about the cross is powerful. So when some hear it, they are changed by it. It makes clear what is true about us and God and what he has done to help us. And God uses his message to open hearts and minds and to bring faith in him as his Holy Spirit takes his word and opens minds. So the cleverness of those who think that they are wise is actually turned upside down by God through what he has done in his Son. Verse 20, where then is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. So it is actually through Jesus' death and the message about what it means that God can give us what we most need. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, as we've seen. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. So do you see what that means? All kinds of people from whatever background, whatever their previous beliefs, whatever their lives are like, find that the message of the cross of Jesus is God's real power to change. It is God's true wisdom that makes sense and brings them back to the one who has made them. When God puts his loving hand on people and draws them to see the truth of Jesus, they see that the cross is actually different from what they might have first considered. It might once have seemed daft, even offensive, But now it is seen as the way that God has provided in his great love to show that he has power to rescue people. Power to forgive people's sins by himself paying the price. Power for those who realize that they have failed God to be declared not guilty before him. And of course, that is why regularly here in this place we gather to remember the cross of Jesus in Holy Communion. But what does it mean for us? Well, if you know someone who is thinking through the Christian faith and asking questions, we need to encourage them to keep asking. It might seem an odd message, but then God has chosen an odd way to help us to show that he is God and that we need his help. And I have to say that when I was thinking about becoming a Christian myself, I could see that actually it began to make more and more sense. God was offering me a rescue in his great love that I really needed. And this was the only way that he could do it. But also, as believers in Jesus, we mustn't be discouraged when we hear people being negative about Jesus or Christianity or what the Bible teaches. To some extent, it has always been like this. It's just that we have, in our culture, have for hundreds of years lived in a society that has had respect for the Bible, and this is now becoming less so. So we might expect more misunderstanding and opposition, but that really is par for the course for the church. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. God's truth will win out in the end, so we mustn't be discouraged in the short term. And we see too that we must hold our nerve. Like those early Christians, we might expect to be misunderstood, but we know that we have a message to pass on that is powerful. It can and it does change people. So we must keep seeking to pass it on to all kinds of people in all kinds of ways. And now and again we'll hear people say that they can't believe this or that these days. People now are too sophisticated or they see life in a different way. People can't believe it. But of course people were saying exactly that sort of thing when the Christian faith was a new message. The message of the cross is foolishness to some, but to those who are being saved it is the power of God. So we mustn't change it. If we do, it's like taking the battery out of a car. It might still look like a car, but it won't get you anywhere. It's like unplugging your television. It might look stylish in the corner of your room, but it won't show you any pictures. Well, as we began thinking about some things that seem unlikely, but actually are true, we've been reminded that that is very much the case with the Christian faith. The word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that through what seems a foolish message, you have chosen to save, to rescue people for yourself. We thank you for your love. And we know that this humbles us as proud human beings, but we thank you that you have been prepared to reach out to us and at such a great cost pay the price to bring us back to yourself. Please strengthen us in this message of the cross and give us grace as a church community here to make the truth of Christ crucified known to those around us. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.